For millions of people, being in the NBA is their dream. They wish that one day they can go pro and play in front of the world. For those serious about making it into the NBA, they grind their entire lives hoping that one day they can get drafted. But just like hitting the lottery, very few people make it to the NBA. When a player is drafted, you can only imagine how happy they are knowing they're about to live out their dreams. But for one player, AJ Griffin, the NBA wasn't what he was looking for, as he left it all behind for God. Hey guys, I hope all is well. Welcome back to The Truth Is, where I drop new videos every other day exposing the truth. In today's episode, we will be talking about the former NBA star AJ Griffin leaving the league for Christ. But before we begin, I just wanted to let my patrons know that I just released a new Patreon exclusive on why Diddy is so sick. If you're one of my Patreon members, make sure you check it after this one. And if you're one of my Truth General members, go to my members community wall to find the link for this video. Thank you all. Now, let's get right into it. Being an NBA basketball player is one of the most desired jobs in the world. So why would anyone leave the league when they're in it? To many, someone making the decision to leave the league right as their career is starting is insane. People just won't understand how anyone can make such a decision. Someone who leaves the NBA when starting their career must have lost their minds, right? Well, no, not really. Not when you're leaving the NBA, because it's getting in the way of your relationship with God. In my opinion, that's the ultimate sacrifice, as no money or fame could replace what God gives you. While this scenario might sound far-fetched to just about everyone, this is exactly what happened with the NBA star AJ Griffin, who left the league to focus on finding Jesus. AJ Griffin had a lucrative basketball career ahead of him. He was actually one of the top draft picks back in 2022 when he was drafted. 2 years in, while he was just getting started in the league, he decided that basketball wasn't the right decision. He wanted to focus more on getting closer to Christ. AJ tells the world why he left the NBA, and what he said will shock you.
I just want to explain why, you know, I decided to let go of basketball, and yeah, let's hop right into it. But to bring it all down in a short summary, I gave up basketball to follow Jesus, and I know that in a lot of people's eyes, that seems like a loss in the world's eyes. But I just want to let you guys know that I'm super excited because I truly get to serve God, you know, with my full yes. And I feel like letting go of basketball is allowing me to, you know, go into full-time ministry and truly serving the Lord with all my heart, with all my time too as well. So I'm just excited to see where that leads me. And so, like, with that being said, man, I just want to go through the steps on, like, how, you know, I came to this, you know, realization that I want to let go of basketball and follow God. And this really has to start off with, you know, me giving my life to Christ in 2020. I truly accepted him back then. He found me. You know, I know we say we find God, but he finds us. But, yeah, it was in 2020 I gave my life to Christ. And it was the best decision of my life. It truly was, man. I think my values started to change. My heart started to change. I think before, you know, I think basketball is my everything. I think basketball is so-called my passion. I thought that was the reason why I was living. But when I came to God, he truly showed me that, you know, we're all made, you know, to glorify God. We're all made, you know, with a purpose, you know, a God-given purpose. But we must step into that, you know. It's not what we do that makes us, but it's who we are, you know. And when you come to Christ, you know, your identity is in Christ. And so over the years, you know, I started to grow my faith, as you guys see, you know, on my platforms, Instagram, TikTok, now YouTube, which, you know, just blessed to be able to share with more people. You can see how I just love spreading the good news of the gospel, because I know how much it's changed my life, you know, just through the trials and tribulations I go through that, you know, God, he's fighting for me. And I know the only way I'm able to overcome is because of his spirit, you know, the Holy Spirit that he gives to his followers when you finally accept him as your Lord and Savior. And I just want to continue to keep sharing the good news of the gospel to as many people as I can. And I think, you know, now I'm able to have, you know, my full devotion to the Lord. You know, I want to reach people, you know, more through my platforms. And yeah, I think that's pretty much sums up my testimony on why I decided to let go of basketball.
As you heard for yourself, AJ said that he left the NBA to follow Christ. He claims that the NBA was taking up too much of his time, not allowing him to focus on his relationship with God. This was honestly one of the most honorable things I have seen a person say in a while. Here we have someone who had it all and decided it wasn't worth nothing if God wasn't being honored. I have a lot of respect for this man after seeing this. It truly made me smile, as it shows how God works on people. Some of you watching this might think that this has to be the dumbest decision someone can make. You might be saying to yourself, but how does the NBA affect your relationship with God? Well, like he already said, it takes up all of his time and requires him to sacrifice everything for the league, when in reality, you're supposed to sacrifice everything for the Lord. But in my opinion, I believe it goes deeper than just that. AJ Griffin seems to be a devoted Christian, and after 2 years in the league, he has most likely seen it for what it really is. Just like everything else the elite put in our faces, it's all a distraction to keep us consumed. Millions of people worship the NBA and its stars more than they worship God. They care more about who won the game last night than finding God and saving their souls. To millions, these NBA stars become their gods. On top of this, the NBA is a part of the Hollywood system, and as people are seeing now, Hollywood is the land of the devil. It's no different for the NBA. This is something I have proven time and time before. I have spoken about the hidden truth about the NBA since I started this channel. This is one truth basketball fans don't want to accept. Like I've said many times, the NBA is directly connected to Freemasonry in many ways. Like I pointed out before, James Naismith, the inventor of the sport basketball, was a confirmed 33rd degree Freemason. This is not a conspiracy theory, this is a fact. You don't even have to look too deep to confirm this if you don't want to believe me. Just simply search up James Naismith as a Freemason and you would easily see it for yourself. It's not even hidden. People just don't look into this kind of stuff. On top of this, many of the biggest NBA stars have been open Freemasons or connected to a Masonic fraternity. Shaq is an open Freemason who wears his Masonic ring and has spoken about his Masonic alliance on national television.
What's going on there?
That's my profession. You don't know nothing about that.
Oh, but can we get a close-up on that? Yeah.
I don't know nothing about that.
What is the profession? Yeah, which profession are we talking about?
Just look at it.
Is it a legal profession?
Of course it's legal. It's only my profession.
Okay. It's too many dots.
Yeah, that's too bright.
Small, that's too bright.
Well, anyway.
Oh, Mason, are you a Mason?
Of course I am.
Okay.
Of course I am.
Okay.
I have pointed this out many times. Scottie Pippen is another confirmed Prince Hall Freemason. Michael Jordan, the most popular basketball player ever, was a part of the fraternity Omega Psi Phi, which was started by a Prince Hall Freemason named Frank Coleman. This fraternity was just Masonry for college students. Many other stars show their Masons discreetly, like Kobe Bryant and LeBron James, who often use Masonic imagery. The NBA, just like Hollywood and the music industry, is all controlled by the Masonic Order. I'm confident AJ saw this evil in the NBA, and being a Christian, realized it wasn't the right place for him. He knows the NBA doesn't in any way help him glorify God. He could have gotten all his worldly desires if he just kept serving the NBA, but he prefers eternal life through the Lord. We need more people doing this, showing us they see the evil and choose God instead. What AJ did, I know most people would never do. That's why he deserves our respect. What's interesting is that another person in Hollywood seems to have done the same thing, or at least tried. Some of you might know Letitia Wright from the Black Panther movies. Wright decided to walk away from Hollywood to find Christ.
Love with Jesus, and I'm still in love. Amen. And I'm never doing acting again. I had a film with Nicole Kidman, Elle Fanning to do. The director, he won like an Oscar and everything. So this was a big deal. I was like, yeah, I'm prepping for this. I went to the rehearsals. I went to the fitting. I was like, man, this is amazing. All I remember was that I just felt like that job was not going to happen. Just something in my spirit was like, this is not going to happen. I remember like God was like to me, give up the job. And I was like, what? Like I went home after that experience. He was just like, Tish, give up the job. All I heard in my head, honestly, like was I can give you more than that. I just need you right now. Give up the job. And I was like, what are you talking about? We just did the, and then I was like, it bugged me for the whole night and the day. And the next day I gave up that job. And what happened, why I'm understanding why he wanted me to give up that job was that I was saying to him, I'm seeking you first and I love you and I want to know you and I never want to put anything above you. But acting was so way there. He was like, okay, this is the first test. All right, give it up. And let's see what's going to happen. Do you trust me? Do you love me? Give it up. And I gave it up. And I remember I was just like, but Nicole Kidman, God. And he's like, I don't care. Like,
I care who that is.
Like, come on, I need you. I continue to go on this journey with him. Gave up the job. And I spent 7 months just with Christ and with my word and in church. And I told my team in UK, I told them, guys, I need some time off.
As you heard for yourself, Wright tells us that she stopped acting in order to focus on God. This woman was in one of the most profitable movies and had another movie opportunity coming up and decided to leave it all behind for Christ. She was serving the Disney Masonic executives and realized that the industry would take her on a path away from God. Now more than ever, while Hollywood is being exposed and crumbling, we're gonna see many stars jump ship. Most of them won't do it for the reason AJ did, as they will be leaving to save their reputations. But some of them would repent and turn to Christ. People like AJ we have to honor, as they choose God over money, faith over fame. If you're a devoted NBA fan, ask yourself why AJ felt that the league went against his faith. Why did he feel he couldn't have devoted himself to God while being in the league? This is a player who was playing for the NBA, not just watching it. He was the one the fans were worshiping, and he chose to tell people to worship God instead. At 21, this man is a great role model who is teaching the kids that look up to him the right path. And I can't say nothing more than I respect him and I wish him the best. Well, I'ma end this one here. I want to thank you all for watching, and I'll see you guys in the next one.